Sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm Thor Harris. I live at 6 Elm Drive in Clinton. I've got a second grader and I've got a kindergartner coming in. So, again, I'll echo what Amy so intelligently said about the idea of using our assets. We moved to this area to have blue ribbon schools. We don't really need to have people managing assets. We need to make sure we have the best possible school so that when I go to sell my house, I actually get value for it. I do want to address some of these options. I guess I'm somewhat pleased to see option 4 is actually leaving the schools open, so I applaud you for that, so thank you. I want to talk about number 1. So one of the options was to use this as a early childhood education center. Mm-hmm. So who has done the competition studies locally that would make that not just a pie in the sky, oh, it's a possibility, but a true business economic option to do competitive studies, to look at, well, you know, we have these other ones that just opened, like Goddard opened a couple of years ago, but we still feel like there's enough opportunity to bring in other people to this facility as early childhood education. So who has done that study?
I have done.
You have.
Some of that.
So you've done a
study.
Business economic feasibility study based on competition so that if you were to own a business, if you had a franchise, you would be able to convince that franchise that this area can actually sustain yet another early childhood education center.
What I have done is look at the existing high quality educational early childhood programs, Goddard being one. The Montessori school nearby is another. Mm-hmm. The third one is the Foundation School. Those are excellent schools.
Well done, by the way. You actually know these places. I'm impressed.
Well, not only that, I've spent time in some of those places to find out what their revenue costs are. And what I have clearly understood is that the three that I mentioned, which I continue to say are very good schools, I am not in any way saying they're not, mm-hmm. they have a cost that I think if the board were to decide to do that, they could be more than competitive if they decided to do it. Now, it wouldn't be in year one, but I do think, and I think many of us know, that it is fairly common now for two members in a family to be working. And so they're always seeking high quality places for their children. And I know of at least two communities, and I've spoken to those two communities, who are in fact doing versions of this. One in Summit, one in Vernon. So it's not automatically something that I could tell you that if you started this tomorrow, you would have X number of kids. I couldn't tell you that. Nobody could tell you that until you establish what it is that you're offering, what the cost is going to be, and what you've calculated is the revenue you think you can gain by doing this. Now, the early childhood program that we're talking about here includes kindergarten kids, mm-hmm. okay? And it also has a possibility, because I am talking about possibilities here, the board will decide it, that there should be, in my judgment, consideration for a different rate if you live in Clinton Township as opposed to some of the surrounding areas. Now, one of the things about surrounding areas, you have, by my calculation, someplace between 8 and 11 school districts that are reasonably close by. Mm-hmm. And so there are parents there who may want to do that. This is just one example of repurposing. It is one where the board is going to grapple with, here's what we would charge. Here's what we would do for part of our population. Here's how we would do this. Here's how we would offer this. And so on.
Sure.
There's also in this another possibility. There are many schools in this area which are considerably smaller than Clinton Township and are going to have they're going to have problems sustaining all of their programs. So there's a possibility when you have an excellent facility, and I do not apologize for saying, I think Spruce Run is an excellent facility. You have that potential too. This is simply offered as potential.
Sure.
Okay.
So, and I appreciate
now,
that.
Do I think that could work here? If you could make the money work to your standards as board people, because you can't do this as a loss, because then you'd have to jack up the prices and other things. I think, if anything, you did this, you'd add population to this district by families moving in here.
By opening another early childhood education center?
By having an early child education center that was high quality, that was competitive in terms of price, that had a very different kind of pricing, if you could afford it, for people who live here.
Okay, so a significant discount. Okay,
yeah,
I can get on board
so.
With that.
I think so. So that's yet to be established.
Sure. So, okay? But the yet to be established is what bothers me. So, I'm sorry. I'll speed it up. Actually, I won't.
Rush him,
yeah,
please.
It's going to take a while. No, but that's my concern. And I guess that's where I come back to with both option one and option two. At what point is the board going to reveal to us the business plan around their plan to close a school and then try to repurpose it? Like, that's what I'm concerned about. Like, I'm concerned, and I don't know if this is a question for now or for the end of the month, but my question is, when do we get to understand that plan and review that plan for how you're going to actually show the numbers behind this little hypothesis that we've created? That's where I get concerned.
Okay.
So when is the question?
Okay, I believe that what the last slide in this said, that the board was going to spend the next couple of months deciding what the direction is, and they are going to put together why they think this is a direction to be pursued. And then I think that a lot of the data that you're seeking to know something would be available. I think it's more likely to be available after they have considered all the options and they've decided what the best option is. Then they wouldn't come out and say, we're going to do this and not tell you more than I'm able to tell you tonight, because I don't know what their option is.
Right. Okay. But I guess it's the sequencing that I'm concerned about. So, and I don't know if you can answer or you can answer, but so come September, let's say it's September, right? Because you're going to hire this other consultant in June. He or she's going to have until September to come back with their findings about closing the school. Like, before they announce specifically that they're going to close a school, will they present to us the actual business plan for how they're going to generate revenue to utilize this building? I want to understand the sequencing. So are they going to, like, on September 1st, school's closed, and then they're going to tell us how they're going to backfill it with revenue, or is that going to be together?
I think, and it's not me who will decide.
I understand that, which is why I kind of don't care what you think. I kind of want to know
what the answer is.
Okay, what do you think, sure, since we're here?
I think that in September they're going to say, here is what we're going to pursue and why we're going to pursue it, and here are some timelines connected with it, but they're certainly not going to make a decision and then give you the evidence afterwards.
I'm not worried about the evidence. I want to know what the business plan is.
Or the business plan.
But an actual business plan, like,
sure,
like Goddard did. Like, Goddard came in there, did all the assessments and said, bang, we're going to build a school. Great. So I want to have the opportunity to review that business plan that shows me, because I'm a business owner, that says, okay, this is how we're actually going to fill this school. Here's what we see as revenue projections. Here's break even. Like an actual business plan written by an actual business person.
Okay.
That's what I want to see to be able to justify doing option one or two. And I'm, again, surmising that you're going to pick option one or two. This is what we all kind of see coming. So if that's the case, then I want to really have the details and the data behind what you're going to do to actually fill that space.
And I think you will get that.
But we're going to get it after they've decided. Here's the thing. Here's what worries me. Ready?
Can I finish?
Oh, I didn't know you were still talking. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They're weighing this. They're trying to get to a final point of deciding what's best. And there are four options for them. And they have to mull that over and decide, what are we going to pursue and why are we going to pursue it and what's the basis for pursuing it, which is, as you're referring to it, the business plan will be a part of that.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't believe you. I'm just going to go.
You don't believe me?
I don't believe you. All right. I don't believe that there's going to be an actual business plan when they make the decision to choose option two, and we're going to have a private businesses running up that road, which I'm totally with you on. Like, I don't think there's going to be an actual business plan. There's not enough time between now and the end of September to get that done.
I would simply ask that you don't believe my optimism.
I don't at all.
Fine.
Okay.
That's different than I don't believe you.
Okay. Sorry. Okay? It's not personal. I don't believe your optimism.
Well, okay. Okay. That's why we want to keep the language so that we can continue the discussion.
Okay. That's fine.
Go ahead.
So we've covered one and two. And I hope we'll ask Maria the question again when we convene at the end of the month. I'd like to understand the real sequencing, the details of the sequencing. So we'll get back to that. Here's a question for you as a consultant.
Sure.
And I like your bio, very impressive. I'm a Rutgers guy, so are you raw? Here's my question about this. So maybe you have some insight on this. Can you tell us, and this could be even a follow-up, but what's the impact on home prices in a community where there's been consolidation in a five-year period? Meaning, so you have a school district that's got four schools. It consolidated to three schools in 2018. What was the impact 5 years later on home values in that community? Is there a way to look at historically where that has occurred and what has happened with home prices?
What I think you could do is you could study the places that have closed buildings.
Right, that's what
over
I'm
a 30-year period.
Right.
And I can tell you that one example is Chatham, who will tell you, if you talk to any of the people there, that after they have closed the building 30 years ago when they decided to merge, they found themselves in a huge spike in enrollment, and now they regretting what they've done because of space constraints. Mm-hmm. Now, that's 30 years ago.
Sure.
Okay? I don't know of places right now that I could tell you, other than I have a list of 10 buildings that were school-like that have been sold in the last 10 years, many of them smaller than what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's available. I can get you that. But to your point of, is there a body of knowledge of what has been done in places that have made one of these four decisions in the last 5 years? I don't know of any that's available.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair. I don't know it was a fair answer. I think I got one more. Sorry, guys. No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Andrea Weaver. For option two, my concern is the private business, which has been raised before. I live in the neighborhood, and I watch the 7th and 8th graders walk to school from my neighborhood every day. They don't have to walk to school, but it's part of living here, and you have sidewalks, and it's awesome. And my son's in fourth grade and can't wait to be able to walk to school. So if we put a private business in and they're running morning hours, people come to work 7 to 9 a.m. at the same time our kids are coming through, it's a huge concern for me, and I think I would urge the board to take that into consideration when weighing these options.
I think they will. And I think there are many examples of private business, and there are other potential leases than what you understand as private business. But I think that one of the things about a lease is that you're in a position to control whom is going to receive or who's going to receive the lease. And I think they would consider traffic patterns. I'm pretty sure of that. I think, and I'm somewhat regretting that I haven't put a lot of other things in there and along with private business. But there are other opportunities. There are public places that would love, like some of the vocational schools, to go there. I think this is part of what the board will weigh and decide, because you're raising, and the gentleman before is raising, reasonable questions about certain businesses will produce a lot of traffic, and a lot of traffic isn't well suited to that building and access to. I agree. I understand.
And it's questionable whether we can even fill a lease, and now we're putting even more restrictions on it. So we're even narrowing the amount of people that could even be considered for a lease situation in order to protect our kids that are here at the school. So it's really narrowing that down into what we could accept. And we have had, and I know you spoke about it earlier, it was on one of the slides, that businesses have left the township, you know, in the last 10 years. So now we're expecting to be able to lease this building, and there's no guarantee for that.
Well, one never knows until you decide what you want to do, until you begin to advertise and seek potential leases. And you can't compare small businesses that might go to Spruce Run with the three large buildings and large companies that have left. Are there issues? There are issues in every one of these, and I think you can see that. The question is, what's the best position? And contrary to what at least one person has said, I think it is the board's responsibility to provide the best possible education and to manage the assets. I think you have to do all of those things. And I think one shouldn't automatically assume that the idea of managing assets is something that is automatically negative. I don't think so. But that's left for the board to think, to decide, to weigh. And the board is listening to your remarks tonight. That's the purpose of this. So,
are we able to look at option four quickly? Are you able to pull that up, or are you not?
Sure.
Okay.
You like option
four? I like option four.
I figured that.
here's my thought. I said before,
well,
I have a...
Unless the tech guy can rescue us, I'm not sure.
So my fourth grader will be...
We're going to go to four.
Perfect. So my fourth grader will be class of 2021, leaving in eighth grade. And the current fourth grade has seven sections. When we were talking about restructuring the schools last year, it was restructuring them for six sections. My fourth grade has seven sections. One of them has 23 students and an inclusion classroom. I don't think we should be penalized and have to crunch our kids down and have 25, 26 kids in a classroom just to make this work in the next 3 years.
Well,
so they're out of here in 2021. If they're the largest class, get them out and then do this. I mean, this 3 to 5 year plan seems like a no-brainer. Get that big class out, and then you have your declining enrollment, and it gives you time to see what the kindergarten impact did and to see what the new demographics prove.
Okay, I think the bubble population, the large population in grade four, is well understood. And in fact, one of the first things told to me was that there are limitations to what could be done because fourth grade population is not easily decided or in fact planned like all the others, because there's far more students there. So they're well aware of that.
Okay.
Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, my name is
Kathy Zabicki.
I'm happy to wait.
Okay.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. Thanks. My name's Kathy Zabicki. I'm the owner of the Goddard School across the street that you're talking about.
Hey.
Hey.
Good.
lots of you know.
And it is an excellent school.
I have just a couple questions for you. Number one, you say that you've been in these schools and you know about our revenue. So I would like to question that. I've not ever met you before, so you haven't, I don't believe, been in my school unless I had a day off, which is rare. But secondly, I don't think you understand my revenue, and if you plan to put a school here, that either the taxpayers would have to subsidize it for sure, or you can't possibly know what my rent is, so you can't say that you could beat the prices without explaining where this money is going to come from. Number one. But number two, my other point actually has nothing to do with me, because I'm sure you're going to think that I'm here to benefit myself, which is not really the case. My heart and soul goes into this community. But secondly, I can only tell you what I'm seeing coming into my school right now. I have parents having 3 and 4 children all of a sudden. I have parents that, I mean, we have a kindergarten program. A huge amount of them are now coming here because of the full day, which is completely understandable and realistic, and as they should. But also, just I can't tell you the number of families in the last 6-8 months that have come to my school saying, we're moving here, we're coming here, we're here, we're, it's a, we're, to hear this like lack of enrollment, it's got to be a temporary thing. It's got to be from what I'm seeing from my business point of view.
Well said. Okay, let me answer your two questions.
Mm-hmm.
It is true that I didn't come to your school, but it isn't true that I didn't go to a Goddard school.
Okay.
Okay, and dealing with the people from Goddard in New York City, mm-hmm. they made it very clear that there are local decisions made in Goddard everywhere. So the one that I went to actually, I think, had a cost that probably was lower than yours. But in respect to your operation, I have said over and over again, it's an outstanding program. I've said
and
that.
And I appreciate
I've
that.
I've said that. I did not think that given what I had to do, that it really would be the right thing for me to come in under some kind of disguise and start talking to you as if I'm bringing children. I didn't want to do
But you're, as I tell every other school in my area or anyone else, everyone is always welcome into my school. I'm very honest and out front about, I would even explain some finances to you.
I'm glad
I
to
just
hear that.
Don't understand how, unless you're getting $25,000 or $28,000 a month rent in that building and how you could possibly have families come in there and pay less money unless it's going to be subsidized by the township. And then that's something that you need to reconsider too, whether it's going to be a portion of taxes too.
It will not, in my judgment, mm-hmm. be subsidized by the town. Mm-hmm. It won't.
Mm-hmm.
There are some advantages that the district has mm-hmm. in terms of using that building.
Mm-hmm.
And all that I've ever said about that was I think a high quality program could be competitive here. Because I think, and we both know this, that young families all have a need for their children
Absolutely.
To attend. And
Absolutely.
They do not want mm-hmm. something that is simply a place for kids to go.
Yeah.
They want educational programs.
Program. Absolutely.
Which is why mm-hmm. I have mentioned mm-hmm. the competition are three very strong schools
mm-hmm.
and that they shouldn't, the board shouldn't think about doing this if they can't make this mm-hmm. a very strong academic school
mm-hmm.
and for it to be revenue positive or neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But the town is not going to pay for this. They're not going to consider anything that adds money to that to that budget.
Then I just don't understand
how they can't do that.
They could.
Do that. Now,
like someone told me that you said at the last meeting, sometimes it gets jumbled in the way that we'll beat their prices kind of thing. I don't understand how that could possibly happen.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said competitive.
I'm pulling those minutes because I had a few
phone
calls.
I said competitive. I'm very careful about okay. what I say because people remind me for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, but my biggest point really is what I see coming into my school. The influx seems amazing. When I hear this, I say, oh my goodness, like I can't understand. I just can't see it. Just the inquiries and the people moving to the area and trying to find housing here, you know, it's just
well,
seems huge.
I continue to think that there is going to be some growth here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's based on a couple of things, but mm-hmm. there's no guarantee on that.
Right.
But what we do know is that parents who both work need high quality places for their children mm-hmm. to go as soon as they are 2 years old.
Which is part of why they want Spruce Run open. That's why these families come here. So.
Well, and that's been brought up more than once
mm-hmm.
about wait and see because you don't right. know what the population is going to be yet.
Anyway.
That's one of the reasons why it's an option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you. Anyway, come on over and visit my school.
If I had known that you were that welcoming, I would have come, but I didn't want to infringe on your program. So I went to another Goddard program. That was very good, because Goddard programs are very good, as you know. Please.
I should have introduced myself before. My name is Kim Servino Fasciola, and I have one child in Patrick McGarren, one in Spruce Run, and one in the Goddard School. And the reason we knew about Annandale is because my other two went to Foundations Preschool. So those early childhood programs are definitely a benefit to the community to have world-class childcare, because I used to drive 35 minutes to drop my kids here in this town, and then we figured, well, we might as well live here. So I just have a couple comments, if you're here collecting data and comments and people's feedback.
Sure.
I've run a small business here in town for the last 10 years, and I recently started looking for real estate for the business, and there is a whole group of buildings that are empty on Corporate Drive in Lebanon, and there is a very big inventory of corporate space. So if you were considering option one, I would say that you'd have to have a lessee in mind or someone that you knew would take the space before you could do it, because the building would very probably sit for a long time unless you had some kind of an educational program or someone committed to it. You said something earlier about that 25 to 50 more students at Spruce Run would make it a viable number to say Spruce Run is at a good capacity. Is that correct?
I think that 25 to 50 is possible.
Okay.
I don't know I don't think it's ideal. I think it's possible. About potential capacity. Based on my experience in that building, based on the classrooms that I've seen, I think that is possible, not ideal.
So if we had 25 more students at Spruce Run, we wouldn't be considering that we were under capacity at the school. I need to understand a little bit better what's driving the...
If there were 25 more students, that would be evidence of enrollment growth in the district. And
okay.
I think that's something that the board has to weigh. Because part of this is about, you don't want to make a decision at any point and find that there's data in 5 to 7 years that will make you regret it.
And
that's what they're weighing.
I agree.
And that's part of the difficulty of their decision.
I agree. And so I would make the suggestion, Kathy from Goddard, Don at Foundations, there's a number of preschools and childcare. If you could survey them to see what they're seeing, because she has a view of the kids that are going to be coming here. The Clinton Township Planning Board announced in October 2016 that they approved an expansion of the ExxonMobil site, which they expect 200 new professional jobs, and even if 25% of them bring one child to this district, you have your capacity at Spruce Run. So I don't really understand how this works, but if you work with the Clinton Township Planning Board and have access to the data of the jobs that they're looking at bringing into the township, because that's definitely a driver for more students. And I'm a scientist, so I look for data. I don't think you have the data, the key data that you need to make this decision in the short term, because you don't know how many kids are coming in 2 or 3 years. And I'm sure the board will present the costs. So if you decide option 1, 2, or 3, it seems like the cost of making those decisions, if you have an increase in enrollment, will be greater than if you just kept on your track that you're doing and kept the jobs and the teachers that have worked for so long in the system. So I just, and one more thing.
Let me respond to
sorry.
What you said. In both of the meetings, I've talked about the possibility of growth. I just don't know how big, how soon, and when. I don't.
But then how do you get that data?
But wait a minute. I think that has to be weighed by the board who is deciding this. And they may, in fact, decide that option 4 is their best bet because that gives them a hedge on what may change.
Right.
They may decide that.
Right.
That's for them to decide, not for me to decide. I do think that there are things about this community that will draw students. How many remains to be seen.
Thank you. Yeah, but you still need the data to make the decision,
and they will need the same.
Right. So
and they
how
will
do we
provide
collect the data?
Their basis for what direction they want to take.
And there you mentioned twice, and I totally agree with you because my son is in Spruce Run, and there is something about having a campus here between the middle school and Spruce Run, and if there was an issue up there like they did have this year where there was a gas smell, the kids walked here, they had lunch here in the school, they watched a movie, and then they took, it was easier because it was one consolidated campus. You can't put a dollar sign on that intangible part of it. And also, when you have a school that's divided into so many age groups, four different schools, so I drive three different places, you know, that's inconvenient. But at the same time, it's great because I have my child in Spruce Run where there's only kindergartners and first graders, and they're very designed about that age group, and there's only kids. So it's an intangible thing that I'm describing that you can't put a dollar sign on. That as a parent, I would come and say, oh, this is beautiful, my kid's gonna be in a kindergarten, first grade, and all the teachers and all the staff have that early childhood education to focus on that specific age. And then there's one other thing I just wanna mention, which I don't know if anyone's ever brought up, but Patrick McGarren, for the last year, has had a very strong septic smell outside. I don't know if it's a failure of a property nearby or if it's actually at the school, but it's very strong, and I assume it's coming from the school, and I don't know if it's been brought up at any meetings or ever discussed, so I apologize. But I don't know what the cost of that is or how old those systems are, if you've actually done the numbers to run, like if you had to fix those systems. And
that has been brought to my attention by the board. They are aware of that problem and are thinking about how they're going to address that.
And the expense that is
of
tied
course.
To it. And I assume it's very expensive because it's been about a year that it smelled like that. So
all of that is always expensive.
Okay. And I guess that the last thing I just want to understand, when I talk to my family and friends, I don't understand what are the taxpayers, who's driving, is it just an intrinsic value of the board trying to do their best with the resources, or is there some pressure from the town council or members of the population? Because, you know, when I moved here, my taxes were X, and I accepted that. I bought the house. I knew the schools were great. I wasn't looking for a discount or a rebate. I just wanted to stay excellent the way it is. So where is this pressure for this decision coming from?
Great question.
I think the pressure on the board, this is my view, my opinion, my optimism, is that they are trying to preserve the educational quality at a minimum, and if possible, to raise that. They are trying to also be responsible to their community as to the best use of the facilities that they can provide. Now, in the last meeting, and those two gentlemen are not here now, they talked about the number on each average house that if you were to no longer have Spruce Run, and that was a relatively small number. So it isn't the money pressure in this at all. But it's fair to say that people who say, at one point you had 1,800 kids and now you have 300. You had at one point three schools, although they were very overcrowded. Isn't it time to think about doing something about it? That is fair. That's not necessarily what people will think is the best thing. But you have to understand that people can look at that and say, we think that something should be done about that. And the board has heard that from people, but they're not the only people who talk to the board.
Who said that? Honestly, I think this is just one big ego trip by the board. Sorry.
You don't think that people have said anything
I don't.
Like that?
There's right? Not one person who has kids in the school system who wants a school closed. Do you? Anybody?
I don't
anybody?
Know anybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
let me
I think it's the people who sit up here who want this. This is an exercise in ego so that they have something to do. Just keep our schools open.
Okay.
And I have a question to that.
Well, okay. Hold.
Yeah,
wait.
I'm holding. Sorry, my bad.
So I will just tell you that if nobody told me anything, in a community where, like most communities, someplace between 70 and 80% of the house people who live in houses in any community, anywhere in America, don't have school-aged children. So I cannot believe that there isn't some concern on the part of some people in that category. All right? Some concern. Now, I also talked to a commercial real estate person who told me, I'm not so sure that I want to get involved in this in the middle of this controversial factor that's going on in this town. Now, he didn't make that up. I didn't make the other figure up. There are people who I think are reasonably concerned. That doesn't mean that you have to agree with them, but they're here. However, I don't think the pressure on the board comes from money. I don't think it comes from any group. I think it comes purely from what's the best thing for us to do for our schools, our kids, and the community, period.
Could I just
That's where I think they are.
You
can say, I don't believe in your optimism, and that's okay.
I don't believe you.
That's okay.
Could I just make one more
that's
comment?
That's okay. And I'm not going to respond by saying, I'm not so sure that I automatically think that other people who disagree with me are negative, because I don't feel that way.
Okay.
I wasn't accusing her. I was just trying to understand where the drive was coming from.
That's why I tried to answer that.
And I appreciate
the way
that.
I appreciate
you know, the school system that we're in. So I just have one more suggestion. I don't know if it's a possibility. So you mentioned during your presentation that Spruce Run is situated in a way that it could be partitioned off.
Right.
So one thought, just as one of the options, would be the nearest good school for autism that I know of is in South Brunswick. And you mentioned that Hunterdon County doesn't really have a center for that. So if Spruce Run remains under capacity, is it possible to run it the way it is and take some of the capacity and partition off so that you could kind of have a hybrid program where you're allowing another tenant to take a part of the school, but Spruce Run, its teachers, its staff stays in place and continues, and you have the flexibility that if enrollment does jump, you can still fill in.
Yes, that's an option. Now, what I haven't said about children with autism is, in the words of the person who is now the superintendent of what I think is the best school in this state for children with autism, is the Morris Union Consortium. They have someplace between 250 and 275 students. She has told me that what has happened, and just parenthetically, I was involved in that organization when they first started it 100 years ago. Not quite, but a long time ago. She has said to me that the costs are pretty significant for children who are on the more severe end of the spectrum. And she says that their cost is $81,000 per student. And that doesn't include transportation of students. And she says that the population is no longer children on the lower end of the spectrum, like Asperger's. Because it is so hard for communities to pay that. But it means that the children she has are pretty severely impaired on that spectrum, and they're close to one-to-one faculty, adults to children. So she said to me, you got to be careful in terms of what you think can happen with autism because of the cost in that. But she did say, but they do have tenants who have students, adults now with autism, that rent space in her school, because after 21, there is no place that the state establishes anything. That's another potential leasee. They have 6 classrooms, and they are great neighbors, according to that lady who knows the business well. And they've said at any time people from the board want to come and see that program, they'd be more than welcomed. But what you say about the possibilities of different groups in Spruce Run is something I think the board will examine. What they'll decide is another thing. Thank you. Now, I have to make sure we don't have a fight here. Were you here before they were?
I was, but you're welcome to go first.
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
Are you going to be the last word?
Unlikely.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm Valerie. I guess I have three concerns, questions. One of them goes along with this, the special needs school that you mentioned. And I think you said there is the cost per student. I guess I want to know more about how much do we pay for students that must go out of district? I'm not sure if you can give me the...
Let me take the questions one at a time.
Okay.
Okay? It depends on the condition of the child.
Sure.
If it is a child, according to the woman who runs what I think is the best program, and that's in Warren as well as in New Providence, she has said that what they are now getting are only students who are at the more significant end of the spectrum, and that cost is $81,000 plus transportation.
Of course.
That's what she's saying. Now, there are other kinds of conditions that schools decide not to have their children in them any longer, and they work on placement. Now, as far as I know, and the lady is here, how many of our students are out of district placement students now? And this is a woman who is responsible for this, so she can speak to that. Would you please?
Sure. This year we have 9 out of district students. Next year we will have 4. And to answer your next question, tuition rates could go anywhere from $60,000 a year to $130,000 a year without transportation, depending on the placement.
Okay, and this would be considered an in-district placement, or would this still be considered an external?
If you're asking the question that if one of the examples that was offered there as a repurposing is opening a program for students with autism, if you're asking that question, a student from this district, if such a program did exist, would not pay.
Would so we would pay. Maintain those students, and we would provide that care here in-house.
Well, we're talking
the
about the autistic,
yes,
the students with autism, not the others.
And what about other special needs?
So just to go back, our current programs for autism, we have 3 of them.
So we would not be expanding the program.
Oh, I'm just saying, we currently have 2 tuition students. So we do have 2 students from other districts that are coming to our program. We do have a 1-to-1 ratio. Which includes the teacher. So if there are 6 students in the class, we have 5 teaching assistants and the teacher. And many of our teaching assistants are going through or have already gone through RBT training, which is registered behavior technician.
But we would not be expanding our level of care. Is that what you're saying? I mean, we would not be, I mean, we would just be maintaining what we have. But I'm saying if we would be keeping this school and consolidating other ones, this one, but moving kids to the other schools, would this building, Spruce Run, be an expanded special needs center that would be considered in district?
I believe if the district...
It could be. It could be.
Is that something that's on the table, or is it just like a lease to a different entity?
I think that's something that the board will consider. I think the point is there enough students with the kind of disability that you now have that would warrant considering starting a program so that you could keep kids here?
Or attract others from other districts.
Always to attract from others. But one of the things that you're finding, and I think it's inside the numbers that she just talked about, is that when a school district, like all school districts, which is limited to 2% raises or additions to their contract or to their business every year, it gets really hard to absorb 60,000 to up to 120 plus transportation. And what the person from the community, the one place that I think is extraordinary, she has said, those are the children we are now getting. because the district is finding ways to respond to kids who are at the lower or medium end of certain kinds of disabilities, including behavioral disabilities.
Surely. Okay, so two other things unrelated, actually. Okay, so you mentioned that there's buzz in the community that people want to consolidate these schools, correct?
I didn't mention that there's buzz. Okay. What I mentioned is that I would be surprised if there isn't a segment of your community who believes that the best possible move for the community is to go to three schools. I think there are people who feel like that.
Ultimately, this is the decision of the Board of Ed?
Yes.
Am I correct? Okay. Is this a community board or is this the Board of Education?
It is a Board of Education.
Of Education. Okay. So.
Made up of community members.
Made up of community, of course. I understand that. Now, in going with that, I just want to know, because actually I'm a teacher, and our mantra is students first, right? Period. So how, maybe I did. How does this benefit our students?
Would you repeat your question?
Oh, how does this benefit our students?
How does what?
Closing a school benefit our children?
Basic question.
All right, now.
Can anybody from the board answer this question?
I'd like to answer this.
Because you've been hired out, but I would like to know for the people that we voted in, I'd like to hear from them.
First of all, I'd like to answer this question.
Okay.
I'd like to answer the question. It has not yet been decided what the board thinks is the best way to go.
Okay. So how does this benefit students?
It depends on the choice that they make and the case that they make as
wait,
to what they're going to do.
But how does it benefit students?
Can I finish?
But it doesn't depend.
Let me finish the answer. They have four possibilities. They're going to pick the direction or directions that they think are best. Option one, two, three, four.
How does any of those benefit our students in our community?
How does any of them?
Maybe I missed it. Can you point that out to me?
Well, I could point it out to you.
Okay, could you?
Number four
is
the one that you wait 3 to 5 years to decide where the population is before you decide.
Okay.
That's one. Now,
I don't even consider that an option because that's just like stagnant. So let's go back to one, two, or three.
All right.
How do any of those benefit our students?
That's option four.
Okay? Our current students.
Okay. Now, number one has some possibilities for an early childhood program that could, in fact, involve more children from the community and still keep kindergarten in that school. And that could be seen by some people.
Is kindergarten being taken off? Is that an option that kindergarten might be taken off of the table?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
That when they're talking about an early childhood program, they're talking about kindergarten staying there.
Okay.
Okay? And then 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds and maybe 2-year-olds. That's the benefit. Now, another one is, if the board were to decide that maybe they can place students because the enrollment hasn't increased the way they thought, that they could place them in other schools as long as those schools did not in any way disrupt the quality that they presently have.
But a benefit,
if you don't make it worse than it is, then it is at least neutral and maybe even a benefit. That's for them to decide.
We are better than that.
Okay. Look.
Right? We're better than that.
Let me just tell them, come back at the end of the month to get the real answer. They'll decide. I understand. They understand people's points of view.
And we vote for them.
They understand that. Now, and it's left to them to decide how, when they decide, what they think will be the best in the best interest of the students, the parents, and the community.
The students, really.
That's their job.
It's the students. It's the students.
Right. They're a Board of Education. Well said. Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you. So I guess if someone's taking notes for the board meeting at the end of the month, there's been a lot of questions surfaced. Are we going to address those questions and have answers to them at the board meeting, or is it going to be just asking a bunch of questions and not getting any answers?
I think that they have set this up so that all the questions are recorded, and I think this is part of the consideration by the board of the four options that they have, and they've established that they are going to decide how to proceed, the direction they want to proceed.
That's not what I asked. What I asked was, are the questions that are being posed today going to be answered at the board meeting at the end of the month? Yes or no?
Probably not.
Why?
Because they haven't decided what they're going to do.
So how about the ones that are like simple to answer? Like, what are the specific reasons for closing a school that are going to benefit our children? And actually, one of my questions was, and I actually appreciate that there are people here who actually want to close a school. That actually is interesting to me. I'd also like surface during the board meeting the specific reasons, the specific benefits to the people in the community if the schools got closed. Like, how many dollars per household will be returned to each person, each taxpayer in the community if a school is closed?
And I would say to that, until the board decides to close the school, why would they answer that question?
Because it's a rational question. If there's this interest from the community that there's a school should be closed, it's motivated by money because it clearly isn't going to benefit our kids to close a school. It's not going to benefit our teachers to close a school. So there has to be a monetary motivation for closing a school. Let's go on that, work with me here. Let's work on that assumption. So let's assume that this is motivated by money. I'd like the board to have an answer to me, and honestly to you guys, if you guys want a school closed, what are the benefits, the economic benefits to closing a school? How much money am I gonna get back by closing Spruce Run School? That's what I'd like to know specifically.
That's a decision that the board will
make. It's not a decision, it's a number.
That's a decision that they will make to answer your question, or to say, we're not ready yet to answer that question because we don't know what direction we're going to pursue.
It has nothing to do with direction. You've provided four options here, which are all hypotheses. Hypothesize with me. If we were to choose one of the first three, what would the positive economic impact be to the residents of the community? That's all. Start there. So I'm asking the board, are we going to be able to get an answer to that question at the meeting at the end of the month?
I think the way to do that is come to the board meeting and see if you can
get that answer. And hope that I get an answer to a straightforward question. That'll be exciting. Okay, great. Do you guys know the economic impact? Okay, I guess.
You get money back.
Well, that's the perception, right? So the perception is, we're gonna close a school, we're gonna save $810,000 a year in operating costs and transportation, that's awesome. What does that mean for each taxpayer in terms of revenue generated? That's all I want to understand that. So, and then on the other side of that, what if we were to raise taxes? What if we, as like parents and people who already pay $15,500 a year in property tax, yeah, exactly. What if you were to raise it by 0.5%? Would that then offset this perceived economic problem, which I don't really see that we're having anyway? Like, so how much would you have to raise the taxes to offset this economic issue? Which I guess is not as interesting a question as the one about how much money are we getting back. So skip my second question. Let's focus on how much are we going to get back when we close the school. So I'd like to understand that.
Okay. That is left.
Comment?
That's left to the board decide what.
It's got nothing to do with decisions. It has to do with economics.
Yes.
Go ahead.
With the referendum at North Huntington High School, we were able to find out that number.
You can't say things like that. You can't say a decision has nothing to do with when they're going to answer something, because they haven't decided yet.
But we haven't decided anything. You've got four options here.
Wait. You've decided, and you've repeated, that this is a matter of saving money. Now, maybe they're thinking that way, although there's no evidence to me that they're thinking that way. But rather than you and I continue to go back and forth on this, you have an ability to come to the board and ask that specific question.
But that's why I'm asking it now, so they can prepare an answer for me then. Because if I don't have an answer when I come to that board meeting, you think I'm giving you a hard time? You haven't seen a hard time.
You're not giving me a hard time at
good.
All.
Oh, good. See, I like that
No,
about
you're
you.
Not.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that whoever's taking the record, that this question, among the others that have been so...
Yes.
So why are we closing a school?
A very low number. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I don't remember the exact number.
It was very low.
Why do you want a school close?
The business administrator was here, and one of the board members asked that, and I think it was in some vicinity of $1 or $1.05, something like that.
See,
now,
this is what we're talking about.
It's up to the board as to whether they want to say to you, because you want to hear that, we're going to do that on that board. I don't know what they're going to do. But I do know that they have a decision to make, okay?
Thank you for that. That's very helpful. The other question I have is, you keep talking about this population growth. You said it's small, it's whatever, whatever. Do you have data that you can share? Because I don't see data in that presentation about how much the population is growing and where you got that data from. Can you cite how much growth you've seen over what time period and from where you got that data?
Yes, it's in the demographic report that the board had commissioned somebody to proceed to do.
Okay.
And I think that's public record.
Okay.
And they establish what they think the population will be over time.
Super. Is that actually true? Is that like in the public record somewhere? Is it on the website? Outstanding. That's a good answer. Thank you.
Hello again.
Hi. Welcome back again. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Thank you.
It's for me to tell you welcome back.
That's why I was saying it. I'd love to hear it. So, okay, I do think on option four, the advantages are highly underestimated for option four, which seemingly is because this is pretty much made up. But could you go to the next slide? Because I'd actually like to see that next slide. To say there's only one advantage of additional waiting seems kind of crazy. But can you go to the next one? How about all the parents that don't want to see the school close be an advantage, but... I'd like to go to the next slide. That's actually my question is on the next slide.
I think there's only one slide.
Yeah, there was about the June through September dates on it. If you can go to there.
Yeah.
There. So they're expected to make their decision between the beginning of June. You were very gracious, Thorne, and said September.
Well, it does say.
But it says possibility, beginning of June, and the conclusion of September. It does say that, right? I'm reading it correctly.
The beginning of June through the end of September.
I'm only reading what you guys wrote. That means they can make it in July. That means they can make it in August. That means they can make it in September. Is that incorrect?
It is correct.
Okay.
They are
just want to make sure I'm clear on what it says.
They are going to make a decision about the direction
correct.
They want to go.
Got it.
Okay.
Personally, you're incredibly optimistic. I would love for you to work for me and have that optimism in my office in the construction world. We don't have that kind of optimism because it just doesn't exist, right? I don't believe that you could possibly, without having the data that Thor mentioned on having a business perform, and I've looked up the resumes of the people on our board, I don't see a lot of business experience. That's my personal opinion, right? I don't know everything you've ever done in your life, Maria, but I don't see a lot of business experience from people that have actually started and grown businesses like doing the kind of stuff you're talking about, okay? So I am not optimistic that the data that the Miss Scientist, which I don't know your name or I would call you by that because I thought you were an excellent, yeah, had great questions. I don't see how this group is going to collect that data in order to decide the direction, not the data that's actually gonna push them over the hump. The data that's needed just to make the decision of the direction, especially when you're saying it could be made sometime between June and September. Last time I checked, I think it's May 22nd right now. Okay, is that the date? I don't remember, but
yes.
I travel a lot for my job.
We agree,
good.
It is.
So I don't see, and I own a business, by the way. It is my consulting business with lots of people that work for me. How you are going to be able to gather that data in that amount of time, I will tell you this is the same board that it took 4 years for them to negotiate the teacher contract. So I don't know if you know that, but you might not be as optimistic because that contract's up again coming up, and they took them 4 years to do the last one. So you're telling me a group that it took 4 years to resolve a teacher contract is somehow going to turn into these unbelievable business people in the next 90 days and tell us the direction that this pseudo-economic development board should come up with. So don't be so optimistic.
Can I answer
no,
that?
That's not a question, actually. It was a statement.
Well, it
Unless
is.
You're going to tell me it's... Go ahead. I'll
it
let you
is.
Answer.
It is.
Sure. Why are you so optimistic is the question then.
Excuse me?
Why are you so optimistic is the question.
Let me say to you that I was put in a position to run the state of New Jersey educational policy and programs for a budget of $8 billion.
I wish you were on our board.
Okay. Now, I also have a business. And I also worked for Rutgers to create a business. And finally, after all of these years, I continue to be optimistic until demonstrated differently.
4 years for a contract. That's a demonstration.
No, it isn't.
Oh, are you kidding me? 4 years? How can you say that?
I can say that because you can't say that every decision made has to be one that you agree with or automatically
works. You don't have to, that's a fact. That's not an agree or disagree that 4 years is an inordinate amount of time to get a contract with our teachers, and now it's up again practically.
3 to 4 years.
That is crazy. I'm sorry. I wish you were on our board. I respect your experience.
Okay.
But not this.
Okay. There are places that go 3 to 4 years. And I think
Is that the norm?
No, but the norm is more than one.
Why would you be optimistic if we have over the norm of taking time to do that? I don't get it.
If your question is...
That's my question.
Is your question, why are you optimistic?
Right.
Okay. Here's why I'm optimistic. That I have seen all of the documents that they have gone through. I know what they're dealing with. I've gone to all the schools. I've listened to all of them. I've gone to visit, and I've said to them, I think there are four possibilities. I think every one of them has advantages. You have to pick the one that you think is best. I don't think it's fair to assume they've already decided to close.
I think you're wrong, but that's my opinion.
Okay. Well, then,
as do many other parents.
We may see in a few months who's right and who's wrong.
Maybe.
Okay? We might. So I remain optimistic because I know how hard they have worked. And I know that I think they have options here. And I think they are not motivated exclusively by money. And I think it's unfair to say that.
I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
I know.
I think they are motivated by the fact they have not much to do, and therefore they want to create some kind of problem here. Because we don't really have a problem in our schools other than we need to focus on the kids like the teacher said.
I would like to finish if I could.
Well, don't say incorrect things about what I said.
I didn't say you said.
You did, actually.
I did not. There are people who have said that this is a money issue, and I've answered that by saying I don't think it is. I don't think it is. And the woman in the back has given us a figure from the business administrator about the cost of this. Now, you are certainly entitled, as everyone's entitled, to decide which is the best option. And I think you will still have that opportunity to talk to board members, because the board is not deciding anything on the late part of September. They're talking about direction.
I got it.
Okay.
I went to Harvard Business School. I'm a smart woman. Trust me when I tell you that. I can ask my own questions. But my question wasn't that. My question was, do you believe this board is going to understand the data well enough in the next 10, because that's what you said, to 90 days in order to pick a direction? I don't believe that to be true, but you are optimistic. The last thing I'm going to say for the night is that I don't know where these people are that want to close the school. People think they're getting so much money back. I heard it when I walked up. Good luck with your dollar. I'll give it to you on the way out. But I will say, I would guess demographically, it's somewhat of the older population that don't have kids anymore that believe it's some perception they're going to get some monies back in their taxes. I would say to that group, when they try to sell their homes and we have crappy schools because they're crowded, they won't get the money they think they're going to get for those houses anymore. And that was really Thor's question, because we are driving down the prices of our home value by creating worse schools. And that is what you are really trying to do here. These schools are not getting better. You didn't like my word of never, but I would be hard-pressed to find a district that consolidated that the schools got that much better for the kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sir.
Doctor, you're very qualified to be here. You've been put forth to look at the study and all the data. You know this better than anybody. You provided four different options. What is your recommendation?
There is none, because I didn't come here to make a recommendation about what they should do. I came here to investigate all of the alternatives that I thought were possible so that I could give the board information so they could decide. No consultant anywhere should be deciding anything for a Board of Education. And I've been a consultant for over 20 years, and that's what I've always done. And I don't mean in any way to be arrogant, but I do need to say that this is, if somebody said to me, come here, investigate this, and give us the recommendation, I wouldn't come, because it's their decision to make, not mine.
Final comment.
I will tell you, I do think that these four have possibilities. I think they do, because if they weren't there, they wouldn't be. I wouldn't right. bring this.
Right. Just a comment to the board. There's no question in my mind, you are intelligent people. You wouldn't be at these seats if you weren't, and I highly respect you for that. I truly do. But where I see you failing miserably right now is you're not giving us a reason, a good reason, why this might make sense.
Yes, thank you. That is exactly the question I was going to ask. And I would love to get an answer to that, too.
If you can come up with that, we're dying to hear that. But today, and what have we seen so far, it does not exist. And I, with all due respect, I truly do respect who you are. And I think you're smart people. And if you can come forth with something, please do that.
They will come forth with something. This was not the time or the presentation for the board to make their decision. It isn't. It was their time to listen to you. That's what it was.
I guess my plea to the board is, again, with all respect to the board, please come forward with something that gives us a reason this is a good idea. That's all I have to say.
And that's more than fair, and I think they will do that.
Good. That was the question I was going to ask as well, and I won't belabor that, but I'm sure I'll see you at the end of the month for the board meeting, and we look forward to having a very straightforward, very clearly articulated answer about why you want to close one of the schools and ruin our school district when you are the Board of Education, seeing as there is no financial advantage to it. So I'm curious to see how this will help make us a better school district. So we look forward to that. Thank
also
you.
Also a fair question.
It was his question first, so.
Well, if it was fair for that gentleman, it's fair for you. Are there any other questions? Because I want to do something that I don't think will necessarily be a source of disagreement. I hope not. There are a host of people here who really work diligently on gathering information so I could put things together that I think would be informative to the board that's got a very tough decision to make. And you can read the names, but one of the things that you may not know is Dan Gorman, who's the buildings and grounds supervisor, walked with me throughout the building with high quality commercial real estate people, answering questions beyond time, and was more than willing to do that. I think Jeff Ward, the Clinton Township tax assessor, he didn't have to go back and find out how many two bedroom homes, three bedroom homes, he didn't have to do that, and he did that. Same thing with the gentleman, Tony Porto from the town. So there have been people who want to help gather information that make it possible for the board to make a very hard decision, and it is. The one thing that I will continue to say is if you think that they've already decided that they're going to close the school, you're seriously mistaken, because they haven't decided that. They haven't decided anything. They are going to sit together and decide what to do. Which is why I think asking people for a question to close schools before you've decided you wanted to do that is really not appropriate. But that's my opinion. Thank you very much for your energy, for your attendance. And I think the board is going to do these kinds of things in public because that's the only way to do it. And they have a tough assignment in front of them. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your questions. Have a good night.